Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on good character. Today's hadith عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أكثر ما يدخل الناس الجنة قال تقوى الله وحسن الخلق وسئل عن أكثر ما يدخل الناس النار فقال الفم والفرج رواه الترمذي. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked about what was most instrumental, what was the main cause in admitting people into Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Taqwa Allah wa husnul khuluq," the fear of Allah Ta'ala and good character. This was the main reason for people being admitted into Jannah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, what was the most instrumental, what was the main cause of people going into Jahannam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the mouth and the private parts. So let us just explain this hadith a little bit. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was asked that what is the main reason that people will be going into Jannah? What is the main cause that will enter people into Jannah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, taqwa Allah and husnul khuluq. Person fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a person having good akhlaq. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that taqwa itself has been mentioned alongside with good character because the fact that a person has taqwa, a person has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will guide him in his relationship with the people. If he's got taqwa, a person fears Allah ta'ala, automatically it will guide him towards good akhlaq. Therefore these two things are mentioned together. A person doesn't have the fear of Allah ta'ala, he'll treat anybody anyhow, he'll speak anyhow, he'll behave in any manner. But when a person has got the fear of Allah ta'ala, it will direct him in every cause of his life, in every avenue of his life. He's conscious that my Allah ta'ala is aware of me, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got a tracking system on me, he knows exactly what is happening with me. So how is it possible that I can disobey Allah ta'ala? How is this possible that I can display a character that is not befitting of a Muslim? Sometimes you may think that people are not conscious, people are not aware of what we are doing. The fact that we are Muslims and we are moving around, many people catches their eyes to see what we are doing. Some out of interest, some yes, maybe out of hatred or jealousy for Muslims. But there are many that are just looking to see what is the akhlaq of a person that is looking like a Muslim. How is he behaving? What is he doing? We'll be surprised at how many people can get attracted or can actually be distanced to Islam just by our actions. So therefore we have to be very careful. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning that this is the thing that will enter, that will be most instrumental. The main cause of people going to Jannat is because of taqwa and having good character. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that what is the main cause of people going into Jahannam? What will be the main reason why people will be entered into Jahannam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the mouth and the private parts. Now look at this. Something that we look at, something so simple. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that person that guarantee whatever is between his jaws and whatever is between ma bayna fakhidayhi, what is between his thighs, that person that gives me guarantee, may yadhmanli, that person that guarantees me, in other words, that he look after what is between his jaws and what is between his thighs, admantu lahul jannah, I will guarantee him jannah. Who is giving the guarantee? Not pick and pay, not games, not checkers, not macro. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally is saying that I will give you the guarantee of Jannah if you just control these two things, that you control what is between your jaws and you control what is between your thighs, in other words your private parts. You can take care of that, I will guarantee you. You guarantee me that you look after that, in return I will guarantee you Jannah. Can you get a better guarantee from any person that lived on this world? A better guarantee than the guarantee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore it shows that this tongue and the private parts are something that we have to be on guard all the time, that it is not used. Anyway, this hadith here is explaining that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that what will be the main cause of people being entered into Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the mouth and the private parts. Ulama explained that what is referred to as the mouth. Mouth is referring to whatever food a person puts in his mouth, whatever income, in other words, he has, all that got to do with coming into the mouth. And also, it got to do with the zaban, it got to do with the person's tongue, what he speaks, how he speaks, when he speaks. Is he hurting anyone with his tongue? Is he being abusive? Yes, at times a person will have to say what is right. That is part of akhlaq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to him to say what is outright, he would say it, he would be clear about it when there was a need. So yes, there will be times when a person will have to speak, and that will be the right thing also. Sometimes a father will have to shout the child, sometimes he will have to reprimand, sometimes he will have to be harsh. All this is also part of good akhlaq. What is supposed to be done at the right time the person is doing. But we should be careful that we don't unnecessarily hurt anyone, be a means of causing pain, carrying tales from one person to the next person, the third person to the fourth person. Hey, you heard what this person did, and you heard what that person did. It becomes juicy gossip. The better thing to do is take control of this tongue with the hope that we can bring that right Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guaranteeing us Jannah. So one is a person's speech, a person's talk, also it got to do with a person's food, in other words, a person's income. And the next thing is the faraj, the private parts, a person is careful, and he does not get into any type of haram actions, he does not get into anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. Now imagine, this is talking about a person misusing his private parts in those avenues that can be permissible. In other words, if a person has to make nikah, then it will become permissible. This is talking about that. Imagine going to one step extra now, where we're seeing in our time and age, where they're trying to make LGBT and all these other alphabets, trying to make it permissible. How much far away that is from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will be the main cause of people going into Jahannam. They'll be misusing that for all the completely disallowed reasons. Here they're talking about what can be permissible. Person is careful about it. Imagine what is completely impermissible. How much further a person will be put in Jahannam because of this. Therefore, we have to be very, very careful. The times are coming. It may sound strange, it may sound far. One person mentioned to me 2 days ago, 3 days ago, his first cousin comes from a good family, very good family. And his first cousin, father's brother's daughter, is telling me that she moved over, was staying in Cape Town, moved over to Germany, and got married to who? Got married to another woman. Girl got married to another woman from a good family. I asked him, how did this happen? He says that she went to university here, and that university changed her mind completely. That freedom of choice, freedom of speech, this type of freedom and that type of freedom, to such an extent that you must be able to be free to choose your own partner. And nobody can tell you what you want, is your life. So that Muslim girl that was from here is now staying there, married to another lady. Can you imagine the embarrassment on the family, the embarrassment on the friends, the embarrassment on the people around? But yet she's staying there with the freedom of choice. And what will happen on the day of Qiyamah? Allah Ta'ala save us. So therefore, these things may seem that they are far-fetched, but they are things that are happening very, very fast, very quickly. Therefore, we have to be on guard. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.